breaking news out of Detroit earlier this morning. Geronimo Allison is signing with the Detroit Lions. So that's big news at this time of year.
Huge news.
The Lions got to be top of the NFC North now, don't you think?
Probably.
No, they're definitely the favorites.
The Calvin Johnson hole. They've been looking for somebody for a long time, and a third-string wide receiver out of the Green Bay Packers would definitely fill that role.
All right. So, yeah, they're doing something right over there.
Poised for a breakout season, I think.
So how's everyone's quarantine going?
Pretty good.
Not good. Tell us, what's going on?
Nothing to do.
You can pal around.
We're getting nuts, yeah.
So always a good time.
You're not at the point where you've kind of lost your mind? The quarantine?
Not there yet, but it might be soon.
A few more weeks.
Till he loses.
Yeah, I heard you playing Warzone the other day. You're losing your goddamn mind. What do you mean? It's time for you to go back to work, son.
No.
Just no.
No.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you. I think a lot of fan bases out there. I think they're starting to lose their mind. We got an excuse here. It's the quarantine, but there's a lot of fan bases I notice on Twitter that are just freaking out over their teams not doing much of anything, and I think it's a little early to start losing your mind in the quarantine here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little early.
Didn't know you were done talking.
You always been silent. Yeah. Riz likes to do that. He sounds like he's going to keep going, but then just stop.
Well, I think it's because we're not in person. It's just because it's hard to see. We're not reading each other.
That's why I'm not liking
we're
this quarantine. It's been a few weeks. Been a few weeks since we all been seeing each other while we're talking. So
right.
It's really getting to me. But I just noticed recently because it's gotten a little quiet in free agency that a lot of fan bases. Including my own, I've noticed. I'm a big Vikings fan. A lot of the fans and even some writers for the Vikings are starting to really lose it out there, just freaking out that they're not doing anything. Everybody just needs to relax. Everybody's got to calm down. I know I've seen it from multiple fan bases. The Titans, I think the Titans fans got it.
The Titans, yeah.
Yeah, they got it in their head like about a week ago that they were getting Jadeveon Clowney and nothing's happening. And everyone's just thinking John Robinson over there is sitting on his ass, maybe playing some Warzone. I don't know. Kind of how they're picturing it, but yeah,
this quarantine's really it's getting to everyone. It's making it seem like everyone's a little bi-curious when it comes to Jadeveon Clowney. They're not really buying it, but they're a little bit curious. What would you have to say about that?
Yeah, I'd agree. I'd agree
100%. I mean, Pete strikes me as a bi-curious kind of guy, so I think
that's why
he's always on edge with Jadeveon Clowney.
Peter, you're a little bi-curious.
Jadeveon Clowney really gets Pete all horned up.
No.
You're not a little bi-curious for Jadeveon Clowney to join the Titans? Not at all? What if the price is right?
He's got nothing. The price is wrong, bitch. I'm spitting facts because Clowney, that's the problem. Everyone's like, what's going on with Clowney here? Why isn't he signing? I'm losing my mind. You better pick somewhere. Somebody better get him. But the price is wrong. He wants $20 million. Per year, and he wants a contender. You can't really have both.
I'm not liking this. There's reports coming out he might hold out until training camp. Like, I'm not liking that. I don't want that on my team. Like, what are you
doing?
If he doesn't get his money, he would hold out.
Yeah, he's being a little bitch about it.
If he does wait into the season, somebody would pay for that, right? Especially if injury
happens.
They
would. He's going to get picked up.
I don't think he's going to. If he signs somewhere, I think they're all in agreement that he's going to play. He's going to participate, and if there is training camp and all that. So I don't know if I'm really buying that. What I do know is he wants close to – he probably wants $20 million. He's probably actually pretty firm on that. That's probably the problem because you look at Frank Clark and DeMarcus Lawrence. They're getting over $20 million. They're the only two players really in that range. I think Trey Flowers got $19 million last year, but – if you're looking at those players, I think, he has a right to say he wants $20 million. I think people are ripping him too much for the $20 million. They're kind of ripping him like he's got to get more sacks. He's got to do this. I think just basing things off the sacks are that's one thing.
That's I'm a little bi curious over there.
Well, I mean, when you're basing things off the sack, you got to kind of, you got to take in.
I knew I was going to get it take. That. I knew it was coming.
No, okay.
This is why mute my mic.
I heard somebody mute their mic. That's why I started to laugh. I think that
the whole like hold up with Clowney is like that. Initially, when he came into the league, he had that bust label for a couple years.
No,
and it wasn't. It wasn't until he like cleared up his injuries. Oh yes, he did.
No,
it wasn't until he.
The only thing was, yeah, stay healthy, and yeah, I guess perfect world, you want him to get more sacks, but to me, he got to the quarterback. I mean, he got pressure on the quarterback. It's so overrated when people do. Yeah, sacks are big time. If a guy gets a bunch of sacks, you know, most likely he's good. But he got quarterback pressure, and that creates turnovers. I mean, I think he shows up in big time moments too. We know he's an elite run stopper, so I'm a big Clowney fan. I think he has a right. Would I pay him $20 million? You kind of got to put yourself in the shoes of the coach, the GMs, and the coaches, and then put yourself in the shoes of Clowney. If you're going in the you're putting yourself in the shoes of a GM, will you pay $20 million? Yeah, it's probably smart to say we don't want to pay that much. You want to bring it down a little bit because he does have the injury concern, but then put yourself in the shoes of Jadeveon Clowney. You look, Frank Clark, DeMarcus Lawrence are getting paid $21 million. I think they're all probably pretty close. I think Jadeveon Clowney is better than both those guys. So if you're him, you're thinking you need that $20 million to play, or maybe I don't know what type of person he is. I think he likes football, but maybe it's not worth it to play for cheaper with the injury concern, getting beat up, maybe just playing for cheaper than you think your value is. So I think all of that, I think, is the reason why he's not signed yet.
Besides the sacks, what other reasons would people not want to go for him? I mean, I get the money. I was going to say take away like cap situation out of it. He should be a hot commodity, as they say.
I mean, I think, yeah. I mean, he's a game
changer. I think it's like the big thing this year, obviously, like with the quarantine going on. I mean, obviously, that's like what's kind of making free agency a little bit
they want crazy. To check his measurables one more time. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, like, they
drop trial and measure things.
Each team has like their own doctors and like trust their own doctors and wants like a physical from their doctors, and teams can't do that right now. So I think that's kind of a big issue. That's why you see a lot of the injured guys still on the market. Like, I mean, we would think Cam Newton would be signed right away, but he's not even, no one even wants him over there.
But he was also a late cut. And I'm sure he's going to try and milk the market to see if he can get the most out of somewhere else.
Right.
Like, wasn't he working out with Tyrod Taylor? Yeah. So maybe he's just which is interesting, because doesn't Tyrod want to be the starter?
I'm sure he does. Yeah.
I don't think he really cares.
No.
Unless Cam has another place he wants to go, and he's just trying to make it seem like he's leaning towards Chargers. I don't know.
Yeah, the whole.
I don't know. All his posts are like cryptic, so you can never get a read on that guy.
And his clothes too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrod Taylor situation is interesting too, because it just feels like the Chargers don't want him. You know, like they had a good team last year, and the problem was, I think the coaching, offensive mainly, deserves some blame too. But there's a lot of problems when they were in games, how many one-score games they were in, they would have that extra turnover, and they had every chance to put Tyrod Taylor to turn things around. But they would have done that if they thought in their minds that was the best option. So to me, they obviously don't. They've shown me that they don't really believe in him, maybe as a backup. But so that's kind of interesting too, because I thought they could have won more games last year with Tyrod Taylor the way Phillip Rivers was playing. I'm not saying Tyrod Taylor's for sure better than Phillip Rivers. I think just how last year was going. But, yeah, that's kind of been obvious to me that they don't think Taylor's the starter. So I think whoever they get, whether it's somebody here in late free agency or somebody in the draft, that really could be the starter day one.
I would like to see them draft somebody and let that kid start day one. That'd be awesome.
I never,
because we always talk about how we hate that teams that sit the guy.
Yeah, especially if you're drafting him early. Like, if the Saints drafted a quarterback at the end of the first round, obviously you sit him. That makes sense. But, yeah, if you they got the sixth overall pick, if you're drafting a guy there and you're going to sit him on the bench, it just shows how much you think of that player. So I wouldn't really agree with that. I think the worst part about it is when teams usually do that, they usually end up being bad. And they kind of, all right, we're going to throw this guy in there. And they throw the rookie in there when the team's 0-7, 0-6, whatever it is, 1-7. And then it's a losing situation. Everyone's down. It's a bad situation, and it's really hard to succeed in that. And it just ruins the quarterback. I mean, I've seen it so many damn times. So hopefully it's not one of those cases with some of these young quarterbacks coming out because coming into this draft because it's a pretty good class.
Mm. Yeah. Let me go through this list here. You guys got to tell me where these remaining free agents are going to be going.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Tough
ready?
Tough on the spot here, but all right.
That's all right. That's
easy.
All right.
Easy.
Eric Berry. Is he going to be on a team or is he going to be a free agent going into the season?
Free agent going into the season?
Yeah, I don't think he's a top for. I mean, I don't think he's one that's really everyone's going for. I mean, he's up there in age, hasn't played in quite a while, and yeah, definitely has the injury concern. So, but that's an interesting one because he did say he wants to come back and play still, but we'll see.
Justin Houston.
He's on the Colts.
He's on the Colts? This is an old list that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
I missed that one.
Oh, geez.
There goes
the rest
of this list. Ndamukong Suh.
They just signed
the Niners.
What are you doing?
You're fired.
One for three.
One for three.
Keep going.
We're
getting one for three.
This article does not have a date on here. I'm just going through it. All these guys are signed.
That's why we don't go off article.
We're getting papoosed in here. We're getting
CJ Anderson, Colin Kaepernick, Curry.
All right, we're past that. We're moving on. We're moving on.
All right. All right, I blew it.
You did.
I blew it.
You did blow
it. Eight for effort, though. I give him the eight for effort.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I do.
Goddamn graphics guy over here.
Should have done a little more research over there.
It's all right.
Read the room, Dan. Read the room.
We're good.
No, he read the room. He just didn't bring the right material.
The wrong reading material.
He's too busy reading the room. He didn't read the article.
Yeah. Mixed it up with last week's.
As soon as you read the Justin Houston one, you should have stopped. That's where you went wrong there. As soon as we
Google, I type in a free agents left for this year, and that was the first one that came up. So technically, it's Google's fault. I was just kind of rolling with it.
Well, that's why you don't go off other people's articles. You just go off the top of your head, because you would have listed Justin Houston then.
Yeah, I don't have a psycho brain like yours to know every single free agent. I don't operate that way.
Okay.
Dan, where do you have Hunter Pence playing next year?
What about
Hunter
Fudd?
Pence, huh? Elmer Fudd.
I got him on the Astros.
Oh.
Oh.
Cheating.
How many is the beaming gonna continue? Well, if baseball continues, but in the regular season, is the beaming gonna continue for the Astros players?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Think so?
I say no. I think there's more teams that do it, and they're just trying to. It's gonna be brushed up under the rug soon enough.
Yeah, I don't understand how. Like
there was accusations against the Cubs a couple years ago that they were stealing signs. I think it was the Brewers complaining about it, and Cubs were like, no, we're not. Not to say that the Cubs were doing that, because I have no clue, but I don't know. I think there's more teams
stealing
doing
signs.
It.
Stealing signs is part of baseball. Using technology to steal signs is not. That's where the line is drawn.
But I'm sure other teams were doing it.
I guarantee it. Guarantee the Astros were not. And
everybody's
still
doing
not.
It.
Everybody?
If the Astros...
Tom Brady
If the Astros are smart, they're gonna do it again next year because hidden in plain sight, nobody's looking for it.
Oh, geez, that's a bold move.
It's a hot take. It's a hot take.
So if you're in charge,
Astros, I'm just
you'd
be obviously
like, right,
kidding.
We're
I'm
out.
Kidding, but there's a bunch of teams that do it. And if for people who think the Astros are the only cheaters, they're out of their mind.
We're gonna see the real ball players this
year. You think teams continue to do any team out there continues to cheat in some way after this happened?
Yes.
What if like a bunch of
everybody's been having the juice baseball argument? Oh, maybe it's because now they actually know what's coming. It's like I don't understand.
Just what if like a bunch of all star baseball players, like the superstars in the league, just suck this next year?
You'll know something's up. You'll know.
I don't know much about baseball anymore. I probably should have looked up an article from 1967 and started reading off some players.
You did bring up Elmer Fudd. That was a good pick.
Yeah, that was a good baseball reference.
Free agents of 1968.
How's Randy Johnson doing?
He's dead.
Fred McGriff still playing?
Adrian Martinez is pretty good. He's dominant.
Yeah.
Manny Ramirez?
Dominant.
That's good.
Do you remember the play where Manny Ramirez just like high-fived the outfielder and just like threw out a guy?
Or how about Manny, I fight the fan.
Manny Ramirez was MIA inside the Green Monster for a pitch or two.
Oh yeah, that was great. Just took some pitches off.
Manny being Manny.
I love Manny. He's one of my favorite baseball players of all time.
But what if he was? What if he was strapped with a sensor to tell him what pitch is coming? Would you still love him?
Like he'd be even better.
But you'd still like him if he was a cheater?
He's a great baseball player.
No, but what if he was a cheater? What if it was like proven?
He was a proven. Well, that's okay.
Well, there was steroid accusations. Would you rather? Would you rather have players use steroids? Would you rather have players use steroids? Barry Bonds was never proven. Okay, I mean, look at the guy's neck. It grew like 3 feet in a matter of a week.
Okay, but again,
3 feet in a matter of a week. Look at it.
You can look at this guy with his 3 foot neck. He never tested positive for nothing.
It got longer? I thought it got wider.
It got wider.
He went from pencil to girthy.
Would you rather have players using steroids or knowing what pitch is coming?
I think knowing which pitch is worse.
You think so? I could understand that because there were some people that were using steroids that were never really unreal.
Right. I don't know. I just think baseball's had so many weird like scandals.
It's been there for a long time. That's why.
Yeah. Well, thing I like about baseball. Oh yeah. Go ahead.
Well, what do you like about baseball? I was gonna shift things back to the NFL, but I want to hear what.
Yeah, mine as well.
I just got one more. Right. I like how like. The NFL, this will go back to the NFL, but baseball is like the one sport where like all the like weird situations are always with different teams, which is kind of cool. And it's in a weird way, but like
explain,
when we go to NFL,
please.
Like the NFL, every weird scandal is with Patriots. There's like one team that everything is circled around, but like in the MLB, there's a bunch of different teams that will get caught for different things, which is just weird.
Everything
just find
just
it weird.
Patriots. Even when the Patriots can't control it, like Aaron Hernandez.
Ooh. Right.
I actually just finally watched that
ooh.
Netflix, what do you call it, docu-series, whatever you want.
Did he do it?
Oh, he killed multiple people.
Yeah, it's quite
obvious. It's wild.
Yeah.
Because I mean, he's just the biggest idiot.
Because, yeah, you see him, like, as a kid, because they kind of cover him when he was a kid, too, and he seemed like just a normal, nice kid. So I don't know what happened, when it happened. They kind of...
Urban Meyer happened.
Urban Meyer, all right.
I think it was Pouncey. Oh, it was Pouncey.
Yeah, they better look into
Tim Tebow.
They better look into the Pouncey brothers. Though. Those guys.
Yes.
Those guys seem to be
Tim Tebow hiding in plain sight. There it is.
It was John 3:16 was the name of the guy he murdered on the date. That wasn't the Bible verse.
Last name 3:16.
Oh, that was the date. He killed him on March 16th.
Oh, okay.
And then people aren't talking about that.
Yeah.
Remember that one game where Tim Tebow had all the like the red all over him? People thought it was
blood
on the field. It was blood. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
All righty.
Not sure where you're getting with that one, but all right.
That was all I had. That's what this article says.
They were kind of trying to, or some people on that, you know, that show were trying to blame it on like CTE. You know why he kind of went crazy, I guess, which I thought was wrong. To kind of like go that route, you know, there's like how many players, you know, have brain damage and they're not all out killing people, you know? So I thought that was.
I just watched the 85 Bears 30 for 30 and they're talking about Jim McMahon's problems with CTE. There's a Bears player, unfortunately, I forgot his name, but he committed suicide and part of it was because of CTE. And then Jim McMahon was pretty close with the guy and he's saying that he's scared for himself because he has CTE.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, that's scary because it definitely affects you in some way. But yeah, I just didn't like how they were trying to put the murders on that like an excuse, almost like, you know. So that's
I have a side comment, kind of similar. But remember back in the day when everyone used to wear huge shoulder pads?
Yeah,
we didn't really get to see like as many like weird injuries as we're doing today. Do you think that's a reason for it? I mean, it's kind of like a weird thought, but.
You're saying
guys are moving faster, I think. Not, I mean, maybe because of the shoulder pads, but I think they're just, I don't know. I think they're just.
I mean, you got players that are moving faster, that are stronger, that are everything, but yet the pad size is shrinking. Like, that's what I'm not understanding. So somebody who's going to be hitting you harder and they're stronger players now with less pads, you're going to see a bunch of crazy injuries.
Yeah, but we could all agree that they look a lot cooler with smaller pads on than large pads.
Yeah.
No, big pads all
so
the
much
way.
Like you could make the case that some people may actually be safer with the smaller pads because I feel like, you know, wearing bigger pads, like I've had on pads that were too big for me before, and I've had on pads that fit me or maybe even are too small, and like it was a lot harder to move in general or have control like with the bigger pads. So guys have more control and actually maybe do what they want to be able to do. And you know, so you could make the argument that it's safer with the right size pads, but there are some guys that are probably wearing pads that are too, like look at Michael Bennett and
Michael Bennett. You always just
not even wear pads.
I don't think he just took extra jock straps and put them in his shoulder. He put extra jock straps and just put them up there. Easily, Pete. Yeah, I mean,
bad visual,
I remember. I remember in high school football, I used to cut my knee pads because you had to wear knee pads in high school, but I hated them because they're so large. So I used to cut them really small.
I hate knee pads.
And I remember like the referee, like before the game was like in warm-ups, he's like, hey, you better put your knee pads on. I'm like, oh, I got them. And he's like, they're too small. So I literally had to put socks inside where my knee pads were.
Oh, I bet you played like a baller that game.
Socks your knees. There you go.
Just actually, I had that was our playoff game. I had a kick return for a touchdown. Whatever.
See?
No big deal.
Sock knees.
Yeah.
Good old Sockney.
Wow.
Sockney.
Guys ran Sockney 22 up the middle.
What?
Yeah. All right, let's get back on. We kind of lost what we were talking about here.
Yeah, thanks to Dan's stupid article.
Let's see if we can whip up another one. Let's see if we can find another article.
No,
I can definitely
get
find another
phone
one.
Down. All together.
Put
Come
the
on.
Phone down. Put the cookie down.
All right, what are we talking about?
Riz, take it away.
Well, we kind of got off topic. I was talking about everyone kind of freaking out about their teams not doing anything, teams staying quiet sometimes, I think.
What's been the top five fan bases that are freaking out right now?
Well,
at you particularly.
I follow the Titans fan base, and, you know, I mean, I don't really follow that many other fan bases, but they're losing their minds. So.
They got Clowney, and they got a whiff of Clowney. I happen to predict Clowney the Titans, like, right
Bye,
before he's open. So then they got a whiff of that a little bit.
The,
so,
The other thing too is just like the Titans like released a farewell video for Dwayne Walker, Jarrell Casey. Everyone's just freaking out about the Mariota one. Where's the Mariota one? Like every single day, there's a Titans fan just freaking out about where the farewell was. So now every single time a Titans player gets signed, everyone's just asking for a farewell video for every single Titans player. It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny now, but like people are actually serious about.
Are the Titans playing the Raiders this year? Maybe they'll do it at the game.
I don't think so.
They can watch from the bench.
Do they?
It's a good question. I don't know the schedules yet.
You said you follow the fans around.
The schedules usually come out before the draft, and that's got to be pushed back, though, I'm assuming, because that's got to be a whole thing. We'll see. Well, that's interesting. We'll see if the schedules come out on time, but the corona's just blowing everything.
The Clowney news is really... really getting to them. Like the Jarrell Casey news is really getting everyone. Like obviously I'm not happy about them getting rid of Jarrell Casey for a seventh rounder, but I'm sure they have other things lined up. Everyone can't just jump the gun right now. There's still a lot of people available. Clowney's still available. So everyone needs to stop freaking out about it and just settle down.
Trust the process.
Trust John. Mm. Why does John let us down?
No, he's All out right? there. He's over there playing Warzone, sitting on his ass. He ain't
right.
doing shit.
Right.
He ain't doing shit. That's what everyone acts like. I don't like it. You know, you can't just imagine if you like just made a decision on like big decisions like that. Like, okay, pay Clowney $20 million, do it. Like, it doesn't work like that. You know, it takes time.
Say Madden.
They gotta check all options. You know, everyone's gotta relax. Sometimes I think being quiet is better, not for all cases, but people just want to get, but they want these big names in their team, but they don't realize how cap space works. That they don't realize how it'll affect the team in the long run right now. Teams just don't, because what if you have needs in certain spots and, you know, those free agents aren't big time there. You don't want to overspend there or just go get a guy because he's available this year, not think about next year. A team just pops in my head, like being kind of somewhat quiet, I think is really good this offseason so far. And that's the Redskins, actually. The Redskins, I was worried they were going to overspend in specific spots going into this free agency. Eric Flowers on the guard. I'm not a big Flowers guy, not a big fan. He hasn't proven a whole bunch yet. He had some decent games last year. You know, they could have paid what the Dolphins paid him, and he probably would have came back, and they chose not to do that. But mainly what I want to talk about is them not overspending in the secondary, because look at their defense. It's a very good defense. They needed to get better in the secondary. But in my opinion, yeah, you don't throw a whole bunch of money there. I thought they were going to go for a guy like James Bradbury. He got overpaid. But yeah, that front seven is going to be nasty on the Redskins. That defense can be really good because of that front seven, the defense line, the linebacker core. They're going to add Chase Young. So you just need some solid secondary pieces that are going to be some, you know, Kendall Fuller they got. You know, I wouldn't call him cheap. They paid a little bit for him. And they get Darby today, which Ronald Darby's nothing special, but he's a solid. He fills a need. They didn't overspend. Their pass rush is going to make their secondary better. And you go fill those needs there on the defensive spots, and you go into an offensive draft class. You know, you take Chase Young early because he's the obvious choice, but then fill the offensive needs throughout the rest of the draft. I think it's just smart, you know, and that people are probably freaking out over there. I haven't seen anything, but it's a good thing, you know, and that's just one example. So, I think fans are really losing it. I think maybe it's the Corona thing. They're just really on edge right now, just freaking out about their team not doing anything, and it's kind of getting to me. Now I'm going to start freaking out. Is freaking out, you know. Just
then, soon enough, you'll have the Rona. You'll have the Rona
right,
soon.
Right. I have a comment on the Redskins. Speaking of the Redskins,
all right.
I like too how they're like kind of holding their ground and standing their ground on the whole Trent Williams trade. Just kind of.
Well, that's something
in.
That I could rip them on,
because I think teams are trying to lowball them right now.
Yeah, but eventually, you know, that's the one thing I think that they've handled. I don't want to say poorly, but that's one thing that we got to see what happens first. But I think holding it off, you're going to get less and less in terms of offers, because he's coming out saying, well, his agent came out and said that they're not accepting any offers. They're getting good ones, and he just wants to be traded or released. So I think eventually that those they probably won't get the offers that they already got. They already turned down. They're going to get worse than that. So I think they could screw themselves with that. And it's clear to me that he doesn't want to play for the Redskins. At one point it was, he needs a new medical staff. And I was trying to tell people, I feel like he wants an extension. And people were ripping me on you. That was back at the trade deadline. People were ripping me about that. And then now he's got a whole new staff in there. Now he needs an extension. So to me, it's pretty clear he doesn't want to play for the Redskins. I don't know the reason for that, but he doesn't want to play for them.
He's going to end up getting traded and going somewhere and just like getting hurt.
Yeah, I'm surprised actually by that, but I heard the Vikings are pretty interested, which I'm surprised because, yeah, we haven't seen. I mean, he's an upgrade for them. He's an upgrade. I think I considered him a couple years ago the best left tackle in football, but we haven't seen him play since then. He also does have some injury concern. He's also, it seems like, somewhat of a head case right now. He also wants an extension. The Vikings are very cheap. You know, can they pay him that money? Will they want to? What will they trade? I don't like trading picks away. So I was surprised to hear that. I've seen multiple reporters actually say that. None of the big time ones like Schefter or Rapport. So I was actually shocked. But I know there's got to be other teams. I know there's got to be other teams that are interested.
I know.
Like the Browns that have to be interested. You would think maybe the Jets would have to be interested. You know, I don't think the Dolphins rather probably build to the draft. Even if like a team like the Chargers or the Broncos could be wild card. I think those teams have to be interested as well. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. The draft's coming up. You would like to have that pick. Where I think the Redskins really blew it is because they don't have a second round pick. And that's kind of that they need a receiver. You know, that's kind of that prime spot to get that receiver, that early second round pick. They don't have that. And I think they could have before got that out of Trent Williams. I don't think they're going to get that now. So that's where I think I think they could have got that and some, honestly. So that's where they could have blown it, honestly. So we'll see what happens with that. But draft's coming up. You kind of want that pick, or maybe they're just thinking future. I don't know. Or maybe they're just delusional and think he's gonna play for them. I just don't see it. I think he's made it pretty clear. I mean, I wish he would have made it more clear at the, you know, right away that I don't want to play for the Redskins. Not, I don't like the medical staff, the trainers. I need a new contract extension. You know, now trade me or release me. So I don't like that, but it's been pretty clear, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, it stays done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of the remaining QB needy teams, let's talk about those teams like real quick and see where we think they go or what they should do. You know, the Dolphins still need a quarterback. I think we all assume they're going to go to the draft. Is that what they should do? Yeah, we're just gonna go with that. We talked about the Chargers already, but honestly, I think kind of going back to Chargers though. We talked about this before, but I don't know. I think the rest of that team's ready to win now. I think they could. They definitely should. They should definitely go for a quarterback and you know these couple remaining free agents to win now. In my opinion, but
I think the Bears and the Chargers are close like that. Like both of them are just missing quarterbacks, and I mean, if I still think they should go for Cam.
What do you be saying?
Yeah,
what,
I still
think the Bears are missing a quarterback right now.
Well, I mean, they have Nick Foles, but I mean, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah,
I'm saying like the Bears and like going into this offseason, going into this free agency, the Bears and the Chargers were obviously in desperate needs of quarterbacks because their window is short and it's closing, especially if they don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, but yeah, I think they definitely need to, the Chargers need to go for that. That free age, but what if they get that? What if they get, let's just say Cam Newton? Would you say they get Cam Newton? Would you agree with taking a quarterback at 6 overall?
Yes.
To learn from Cam.
Yep. Well, that and you don't know what you're going to get from Cam, so it's risky. You have to go in with either a starting quarterback this year or the following year. If it's not going to be Cam this year, which you're going to give him all the rights to do so this year, then you have to have one as a backup for next year.
Yeah,
it's not Tyrod.
And I guess it really depends on who's on the board, obviously. But if you got, like, we'll say in this scenario, Cam Newton, and you're sitting there, because right now they don't have a left tackle. They don't have a left tackle right now. And you're sitting there at pick 6, we'll say, obviously, Joe Burrow's off the board. Tua's off the board. They may try to trade. We'll talk about Tua in a little bit, actually, where he could end up. But, you know, you're sitting there at pick 6, and your options are whoever the third best quarterback is on your board is the best one available, whether it's Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, Jacob Eason. To me, you know, in just the way I, you know, about my evaluations on those players, I know there's going to be a really good tackle there, a left tackle. And I would take the best player available, which in that case, in that scenario that I just said, would be a left tackle most likely, you know, between the tackle and the quarterback. And that gives you the better, much better chance to win now. So I know you got to look out for your future, but not really sold on those other quarterbacks there. So I would definitely go the tackle route, but I guess it depends on who's on the board, who's not.
Depends really. I feel like it depends on how much you trust Cam and like that situation. Like how long do you think he could play at a high level still? Like how concerned you are about his injuries, like that would determine the pick, because like if they feel like they're ready to win, when are they going to pick 6th again in the draft?
That's true.
It's tough.
I guess my I'm not
a big believer in the quarterbacks after Burrow and Tua, but I feel like Herbert's kind of like a Cam Newton, like similar like style of like build, like how they're like body size and everything. Herbert can run too, but he's, I mean, obviously not as good as Cam, but
you know, are you saying Justin Herbert's the next Cam Newton?
No. I feel like it'd be a good pick though for the Chargers if they went that route. They went Cam Newton and they got Herbert to like kind of study under him. I think that'd be a good route to go.
What about the Patriots? They got Hoyer, they got Stidham from last year's draft. I mean, there's some free agents sitting around, or they got, you know, they're picking the draft. What route do you think they go, and what route should they go maybe?
They're gonna go to the Andy Dalton route.
Andy Dalton. You think they trade him? Or you think they wait till he's most likely cut, or if he's cut?
I mean, it's getting weird for the Bengals right now. I don't know if they're gonna release or if they're gonna try and trade him. But we all know who's the starting quarterback next year, so it'd be pointless for them to keep him. But unless they want him to learn, I don't know. Give him the clipboard.
Give him the clipboard. Yeah.
And the earpiece.
Yeah.
I think they should roll with Jameis, or they should go with Stidham. Honestly, depends on how.
No Hoyer.
No Hoyer. Depends on like how comfortable they are with Stidham, but I think Jameis was the best quarterback available for them, and I don't know. I mean, or they go Cam Newton too. We're talking about the Chargers getting Cam Newton. They can go Cam Newton too.
Yeah. Here's the problem with the Patriots. Remaining cap space right now is $708,000. Without a quarterback.
I think it's Jared Stidham then.
Jared Stidham and N'Keal Harry.
Yeah, that's why I really liked Winston for the Patriots, but yeah, looking at the cap situation, I just don't, it just doesn't look like it's going to happen, you know, like unless they some find ways to clear the space. But yeah, people ask me now, like, where do you think Winston's going now? Like, I literally have no clue. I got no clue. Usually pretty good on predicting things like that, but I literally have no clue. Like, it's crazy. You know, I still, I've talked about it before. I still kind of believe in Winston. He's going to go win a Super Bowl. You know, you can't turn the ball over that many times and expect to win a Super Bowl, but I think it cut down the turnovers. I think he can win some ball games. I think he can get a team to the playoffs. But it's crazy. Is he going to end up being a backup this year? It's just crazy to think about. You know, if what we have, I mean, what if crazy to think about, but what if like Breeze decide, I mean, Breeze signed a 2 year though, but what if they found out that he was going to play this year and that's it, and they could just get Winston and kind of just like they did with Teddy Bridgewater, sign him a 1 year, keep him there. I mean, it's a long shot, but just something that comes to the top of my head there. People are talking to the Steelers, but I don't know if they have enough cap space, and then he would sit behind Big Ben. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
He's running out of spots, time and spots for him to go. But yeah, what the Patriots are going to do is pretty interesting too, because yeah, they have a late draft pick. Do they do have a load of third round picks, you know? Do they want to package a bunch together to get up and go get their quarterback? You know, I know they're pretty picky about their quarterbacks, so that's why I kind of say, I always like always got to agree with the Patriots do, you know, their moves they make, the whether it's the free agency, the draft. I guess signing Hoyer, we kind of expected to happen, but I don't know. It kind of got to me a little bit. Like, it's just enough's enough with kind of bringing in the same exact guys. You know, they have like a rule, like the guy has to know us. Like, he has to know the offense. Like, I think enough's enough with that. Like, Tom Brady's gone, and that's other positions too, though. Like, just go and get, and they know what they're doing. But it's just, I don't know. It's just kind of weird how they just continue to do that. Like, they had to bring back Hoyer because they knew him. Like, it's. I don't know. It's just kind of weird to me.
Maybe that means they're gonna go with Stidham next year, because have Hoyer, you know, behind the mic and handcuff him back there. Kind of like
Yeah.
the what the Bears did with Mark Sanchez, the Sanchez they
Sanchez.
call him.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you
Oh
go.
yeah. I did like Stidham out of Auburn. He was pretty solid. Didn't wow, I guess, with his numbers. But he had a pretty poor offensive line too, you know, wasn't thrilled with that offense in general, honestly. But yeah, I think he could be pretty solid, honestly. But that the roster's not looking too good right now. I don't know. They need to. It wasn't good enough for Brady to win last year, so it's gonna be weird watching the Patriots. And they're supposed to get new uniforms too, and new all these teams get new uniforms and logos. It's gonna be strange to watch that team. You think?
A different league now.
Yeah. I mean, they're not the favorite, obviously, right now. They're not the favorites to win. It's gonna be so weird that somebody else is going to win that division, it looks like right now. And it looks like it's the Bills' division to lose there, so
If
wild.
Stidham wins it, if Stidham is the quarterback and wins it for them,
Wins the division?
yeah, that would be wild.
It's wild. I mean, Belichick's real. I mean, he's already the greatest coach of all time, but he's really going to be if that's the case there. But back to the teams that could use a quarterback. The Jaguars, another one. It's kind of a wild card I've been talking about. You know, you guys think they roll with Minshew. They do have 2 first-round picks. They have a load of picks. Then they could draft one. Are they a sneaky team to get
I thought
next to
they're
them?
really, I thought they're real sneaky.
Real sneaky?
Ooh,
I feel like,
all sneaky pink.
I mean, thinking back to, I don't even know what year it was. What year did they get Bortles in the draft?
Bortles draft year.
Yeah.
We'll have Danny Reese. No, I'll research it actually.
No. I mean, you just
Yeah,
think
I'm
about,
not good at
well,
remembering
anyways,
years
doesn't
on who
matter
guys are
anyways, but
drafting.
like you think back to that year, like they had the third pick. No one had
2014.
2014, no one had any idea they were gonna take Blake Bortles there. Like that was just kinda like out of nowhere. Like they were just going with Bortles. But like I just see them as a team that just does something like that. They like you said, they have a bunch of top picks. I think they have they got three in the top 50. So I mean they could package some picks up and move up, and maybe they have a quarterback they really want. So I could see them doing that as well.
You want to hear the 2014 draft?
Oh boy.
Let's hear it.
Jadeveon Clowney, number one overall pick to the Texans. The St. Louis Rams select Greg Robinson, who's in
Oh.
jail now. For how many pounds of
He's in
marijuana?
jail.
How many pounds of marijuana
This is
was he
the guy
trying?
from the Browns? He
Metric
was on the
ton.
Browns, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was like 700. It was something crazy.
Second overall pick in jail now. I'd say he's a smart feller. The Jags with the third pick go at Blake Bortles, Central Florida. The Bills took Sammy Watkins with the fourth pick. The Raiders took Khalil Mack with the fifth pick. You don't have to tell everybody they no longer have him. The Falcons take Jake Matthews. Yeah. They still got Jake Matthews. Buccaneers took Mike Evans. That was a good one. The Browns. Oh, this was the Browns traded up, if I remember correctly. Did they trade up in this one? Yeah, I believe they traded up one spot. They traded up
to get Mitch Trubisky.
They traded up one spot with the Vikings. So the Vikings had the eighth pick. The Browns had the ninth pick. The Browns traded up one spot and took Justin Gilbert's cornerback, Oklahoma State. The Vikings took Anthony Barr. The Lions took Eric Ebron. The Titans took Taylor Lewan. The Giants took Odell Gobe Jobins.
Oh, Gobe Jobs.
The Rams took Aaron Donald, 13th overall. All those teams passed on Aaron Donald. We got the Bears took Kyle Fuller. It's funny because he was kind of – the Bears fans, everybody was ripping him at first. Like, he kind of looked like a bust, but then he really turned it around.
Injuries.
Yeah. Steelers took Ryan Shazier. Cowboys took Zach Martin. Ravens took Mosley. New York Jets took Calvin Pryor. Ooh. Dolphins took Juwan James. Brandon Cooks to the Saints. Ha-ha Clinton Dix to the Packers. Johnny Manziel to the Browns. That was a good one. The Chiefs took D.
God, the Browns really blew it.
Yeah. Justin Gilbert and Johnny Manziel in the same class. Darquez Dennard to the Bengals. Jason Verrett, Chargers. Eagles took Marcus Smith. Cardinals took
your Teddy B.
Marcus Deion Smith. Buchanan. I know that is.
Yeah, he didn't last. Louisville linebacker. I remember I was very surprised about that pick at the time. Like we figured like third round pick for him. And then Calvin Benjamin went 28th. Dominique Easley went 29th. Jimmy Ward went 30th. He was kind of known as a bust early on, too. Started to pick it up. And then Bradley Roby, 31st to the Broncos. And then the Vikings took Teddy B with 32. And well, how many teams has Teddy been on already, too, though? Even though I like Teddy, I think he's going to be good with the Panthers if they need to fill some other holes. But, yeah, it's been the Vikings, Jets, Saints, and Panthers. Kind of wild.
I forgot he was on the Jets.
Technically, he was a honorary member of the Dolphins because he verbally committed last offseason.
Yeah, I don't. Did he verbally? We were saying this before.
Yes, he verbally committed this in the legal tampering window. He agreed, and then he pulled Anthony Barr, and he's like, "Ooh,
I don't think kidding. So." They took him for a nice steak dinner. Everything was getting serious, and then you know he didn't. He wasn't ready. He just wasn't ready.
He was ready to go home. He was ready.
Derek Carr went in the second round of that draft. Devontae Adams went in the second round of that draft. Allen Robinson went in the second round of that draft. So the Bears have three players in the top 61 there. Pretty good players for them, too, with Mack, Fuller, and Allen Robinson. And two of them started on a different team.
Three best players.
You see that stat about the Falcons?
That you don't like them? I don't – was that what it is?
No, it's like it's like they have a crazy amount of first rounders on their starting offense or something.
Their sole starting offense is first rounders.
A bunch of washed up chumps. Minus who?
Matt Ryan's washed up.
Matt Ryan's garbage.
Calvin Ridley's washed up.
You wouldn't take Matt Ryan on the Bears?
You wouldn't take Calvin Ridley on the Bears?
Calvin Ridley and Julio. Respect. That's about it.
You want to take Laquan Treadwell? Yeah, they got Laquan.
I just got a feeling Laquan's going to tear it up for the Falcons. I got a feeling. All right.
What number is he wearing?
I couldn't tell you.
Not 11.
Why does that matter?
Well, that could – because a new number is a change of scenery. It normally helps some guys.
Well, I'm sure he's going to get a new number.
Well, yeah, he's going to get 11 from Julio?
No, that's why I said not 11.
Julio will probably give it up for him. Like, Chris Godwin's going to give it up for Tom Brady. I think Julio will give it up for Laquan Treadwell.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get back to his quarterbacks.
Sorry, Pete.
Saints, I was going to say the Saints could be a wild card team to take if one of those quarterbacks fall in the end of the second round.
Question. Okay.
Taysom Hill, is he the next quarterback of the Saints? Is he a franchise quarterback?
He's not a franchise quarterback. But the Saints might try it.
I don't think they even try it unless they absolutely have to. Like, nothing comes up. Like, they can't. Because people are still stuck on that. You know, when they – they brought in Teddy. Everyone was still like, Taysom Hill's still the second string quarterback. And then they brought Teddy back again this last season, you know, for the 1 year. Everyone was like, Taysom Hill's still the quarterback. And then Breeze goes down. Teddy is was the second string quarterback. So even the Saints know that was BS. They like Teddy better. And then he won them games. Now Teddy's gone, not because they wanted him gone, because they couldn't pay him. They chose to bring Breeze back, which, you know, he expected if he wanted to keep playing. And now it's coming out that they feel that Taysom Hill is the future. I just don't see it. I don't think they think that either. Like, I don't think they want that. I think they know they can get better. I think he's a heck of a football player. But I think some people have been stuck on that, and they're still stuck on that. It's been years now. It's been like 3 years. I just don't see it. I don't know. I just wanted to see if anybody here thought that he could.
Have they signed him yet, or do they still have that second round chicken tender on him?
They got the chicken tender on him still. I mean, they can play him under that if nobody signs him.
Yeah, but doesn't he have to sign it?
Well, yeah. I mean, they'll probably extend him, to be honest, but eventually. But yeah, they're a little low on the cap, so that's the situation. But yeah, I mean, he's gonna. We talked about this before. I don't think any other team values him as much as the Saints do, which I think that's right. You know,
if he was out there, I don't think a team picks him up to be their guy. It's like we pick him up to be a gadget dude, how he is there.
Yeah, but I don't think he'd even be as good of a gadget guy on other teams. Like, I could see him being like nothing on some teams, just not because of him, just because I think the Saints use him correctly. It just fits, you know, it just works. The Lions could be a wild card too.
Oh, I'll throw something in there. You interrupted me.
All right, go ahead.
I think the Saints are going to take Jalen Hurts. I don't know what round it's going to be, but I just have a feeling that's just going to happen.
Are you locking it in?
Locking it in.
Are you Drew locking it in?
That's bold. all right, so I guess Jalen Hurts to the Saints.
Yeah, lock it in.
Confirmed. You heard it here first. Goat House.
Confirming it. Yeah, I was going to say the Lions. You know, what if the Lions just blew everyone's mind? Just
trade Stafford to the Patriots?
Yeah, you know, and I wasn't going to say trade. I just took Tua third overall. Just blew everyone's mind. Would that blow your mind?
It would blow my mind if that happens and Stafford's traded in the same draft.
I don't think it's going to happen, but I can definitely understand why they would take him or why they would think about taking him right there. They don't know their future with Stafford.
Yeah, I think a big reason why I don't think they're going to do it either is because Quinn, their GM, and Patricia, their coach, I think they're both kind of on thin ice there. You know, do they want to take a guy that's for the future? You know, they got to win right now. They're going to take somebody that's going to help them win now. I mean, it's interesting to see what they do, but I threw that team in there for maybe a wild card team to take quarterback. And then the Colts is the last one because they signed Phillip Rivers to a one-year deal, so they kind of only believe in him for 1 year. They kind of want to test it out, and they obviously don't believe in Jacoby Brissett, and so they could be looking for a quarterback, no first-round pick. They got 2 second-round picks, so that's a team that pretty obvious if they will look for a quarterback should go to the draft there. I really like Jacob Eason for them from Washington, so they'll probably have to trade up to the first round. So we'll see if they package those picks to get in the late. I think there's going to be a battle. That's what I'm looking forward to the most. Well, the first thing is who gets Tua. That's kind of the main thing, and we'll talk about that in a second. But I think there's going to be a battle in the end of the first round. I think people are talking on Twitter like, a quarterback or two is going to fall. Like Jordan Love and Eason, guys like that, won't go as early as we think because the Panthers filled their need. But so none of those back-end teams really need a quarterback besides maybe the Patriots. But then I start throwing teams in there like the Saints could be looking for their future quarterback. The Jags can take one with their back of the first-round pick. But then there people are forgetting that teams can trade back in. Like the Colts can trade back in. Other teams can trade back in. So really looking forward to that. But yeah, Tua's the main storyline to me because I think it's going to be a battle to trade up to pick 3. I think the Lions pick, I think the first teams that come to my mind are the Dolphins and the Chargers. I think those teams, because we don't know their board. Maybe they somehow have Justin Herbert over Tua on their board. I've heard a rumor like over a month ago that there's a team out there that has Jacob Eason from Washington as second on their board. Everyone seemed to forget about that. You know, usually that's not smoke when we hear it that long ago. Like usually it's like about this time it's smoke. So I'm still thinking there's a team out there that has Jacob Eason 2 on their board in terms of quarterbacks. But again, yeah, I think the Dolphins and the Chargers are going to be battling battling each other, like a bidding war, to get up to three. So that's good for – or four if the Lions decide they don't want to trade it. I think even up one spot, because the Dolphins are going to be a little worried at number five, and the Chargers are going to jump them at six, because the Dolphins didn't sign a free agent quarterback. I mean, neither did the Chargers, but Dolphins didn't sign a free agent quarterback. They want their quarterback. I'm sure they know Joe Burrow's gone. They want their number one quarterback after that. Maybe he's not even the quarterback. So they may have to trade up one spot and take Mitchell Trubisky. Tua. But
hey, sore subject.
I think it's gonna be a battle between the Dolphins and Chargers. There could some of those teams we just listed off that still need a quarterback, you know, could be one of those teams, but what could they really offer? You know, the Patriots got a late first. You know, what could they really offer? Maybe a next year Patriots pick is appealing. Probably not. The Dolphins have the ammo this year's draft, and that could help the Lions if they want to trade up, because the Lions are trying to win now still. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most. You know, I guess the quarterback situation, like always, that's not a surprise. But who is going to get Tua? Where is he going to get drafted? I think the Dolphins probably have the best chance to trade if he has to be traded up for. I think the Dolphins probably have the best chance. I will say it would be funny if one of these teams traded up and took a different quarterback over Tua. I find that pretty funny. I could see it happening. But,
And then Tua turns out to have the better career, and then every time you see them both playing in the same game, you see the graphic come up on the screen.
Yeah. With Mahomes, Watson, and Trubisky. Is that what you're talking about?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a game with none of those quarterbacks, and they still put that same graphic up there.
Yeah, it's going to be a game where Tua's playing. They're going to be like, remember this? This is where this happened last. And they're going to show that again.
And everyone's like, oh, I didn't know that.
Then I'm like, in case anybody is wondering, this was the pre-quarantine NFC playoff picture.
Oh, yeah, the NFC, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. They love bringing that up.
Mm. The Patriots do have ammunition to trade, though. They could easily send practice footage of teams' rivals to them.
Oh, yeah. They had the footage of the Bengals, was that this year?
Yeah.
They really needed footage on the Bengals. That's just something they just needed.
Maybe they were getting pre-Andy Dalton film because they knew they needed him.
Don't question the Patriot way.
I think I'm onto something.
If they get Dalton, maybe that's why they haven't done it yet, because they're like, this is going to be obvious if we get this guy.
Right.
That we were scouting him a little early.
If they bring in Dalton, and before they even say anything to Dalton, they're just showing him his practice tapes. What was this? They have him break down his own film. Pass? Yeah, what was your read going into this pass? He's like, this is warm-up, sir.
Yeah.
I'm onto it. You're
onto something. I don't know.
I'm so onto it. God, I'm stupid.
Okay.
I think Tua's going to be nice. Side note, he's going to be real nice.
He's going to be nice? Like, he's going to be good? Or he's just a nice
kid? I like Tua, too.
Oh, he's going to be good.
No concern about the injury. We can't have the medical checks. That's the shit part right now. You know, this is... The time where they do the top 30 visits every single year, been doing it for a long time. Each team is allowed to pick 30 players in the draft that they can bring into their facilities. And a lot of times, some of those players are drafted by those teams that they bring in, and they can't do that right now. They're allowed to video chat, like Skype, whatever it is, with those players right now. I don't know how they monitor that. They are always able to monitor. You had to check in with the NFL, like, we're getting this guy a plane ticket. He's coming out. He's visiting the facility. I think they film it. But yeah, maybe they're gonna film the video chats. That's interesting. I don't really know. Usually I know, okay, the Bengals are bringing in these 30 guys. The Vikings are bringing in these 30 guys. The Bears are bringing in these 30. It's weird right now, because I don't know what's going on. I just know they're able to chat with some guys. And then when they bring them in, sometimes they just show them around. Sometimes they give them a quick, workout and idea what they do there. And sometimes the medical checks and let their staff kind of examine him, make sure he's good to go. And that hurts teams right now, and that hurts some good players. There's going to be some good players drop, and we see it every year. There's still teams unsure about this every year. A really good player drops, and it turns out, he has this injury. Team said he's probably okay. Some teams are unsure. But this year, they don't even know. So if there's any kind of concern, there's going to be some really good players dropping more than we're used to because of this. And then that sucks for the players. It sucks for the teams. In a way, I could say it's good for the teams. I think because most teams have watched plenty of tape already, and they're kind of basing things off the tape, you know, rather than sitting around for a while, like kind of overanalyzing things. I think that happens a lot and kind of going off players' personalities. You know, because back to Trubisky, I know you guys want to talk about Trubisky some more, but yeah, did the tape tell them Trubisky is better than Mahomes, Watson? Did they get to know the all three of those players more and they kind of fell in love with the idea of Trubisky? Or I think where teams make a mistake a lot is kind of choosing the system and slash the coach over the quarterback, because it's easy to, you know, every team's going to have the system and coach in place by before they're drafting a quarterback. So I think sometimes teams make the mistake of taking the best quarterback that fits their system. And I think it's so important. It's the most important position in sports. You just got to take the best quarterback. And I think that's what happened to Lamar Jackson too. I was just using Trubisky as an example. Lamar Jackson's a perfect example. Everybody can tell Lamar Jackson was the better football player than some of those other quarterbacks. But it was obvious he did not fit some of the systems that those teams wanted to run. And that's why they didn't want him as their quarterback, because they had a system already. This guy's good, but he's not going to fit our system. But that was obviously a mistake. And I think that's where teams go wrong. So, yeah, I guess it's mainly bad that they can't really meet the way they want to with these players and give them the medical checks. But the upside is they're going to base a lot off of the tape, what they saw. You know, a lot of these guys go and watch them play in person, GMs all the time. So that's kind of the good thing, because you got to trust what you see on the field, because that's what's most important.
Tape doesn't lie.
Tape doesn't lie. The stats lie.
Stats lie.
Stats lie. Not all the time.
Tape doesn't lie.
I always say the stats kind of confirm what you see on the field. You see something on the field, and the stats kind of confirm that. That's what I always like to say.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Well, okay.
Well, okay.
That was another one of those moments. I thought you were going to keep going.
I think we should, like, look back. One thing you got to do before the draft is look back at all the combine visits, like what players visited with what teams, because I think that's going to be kind of taken into effect when they're like in the war room and they're deciding on a player. They probably like will look back at like what they saw at the combine, or like what type of meeting they had with the player at the combine. That's, I think that matters.
Yeah, it definitely does matter. But to me, what doesn't matter is what players we see met with what teams, because that's always misleading. I think for the most part, almost every player there met with every team. We only just hear about it. We only can confirm that this reporter saw this team meeting with this player, or the player told me he met with that team. That's why we only find out like a handful. I think for the most part, almost every player there met with every team. So the combine's a real long process. So I think people overreact from combine meetings. The top 30 visits matter, because they're serious about the guy. They're bringing him in to their facilities. Only 30 guys. So those are the ones that usually matter. Yeah, what matters from the combine, I think I see your point. What they're gonna go off of, like their personalities based on who they talked to, how the conversation went. But I, you know, us from the outside, I don't think we can go and see. You know, the Bengals met with this guy, so they may take him. They probably met. We just don't know. They probably met with almost everybody there. So I think people will react from that a lot. Yeah. Nobody's got anything?
You know, you did it again.
I didn't know. I was clearly done.
It's the delay in the chat.
It might be the delayed quarantine chat.
When's this quarantine going to be over? I think it's going
to be. I think we just have to grow some balls and just chance it. No, we can't do that.
Don't do that.
No, stay inside,
there's
folks.
There's still people out there going to beaches, and I keep saying
no. The beaches and parks officially got shut down, I think, Friday.
Everywhere?
Here in Chicago.
I'm talking about like
Florida.
Who's gonna go
to the beach in Chicago right now?
Yeah, I wasn't talking about Chicago.
I was driving down Lakeshore last week, and I saw the beaches were packed, the parks were packed, everything was packed.
What's the point of going to the beach in Chicago when it was still freezing outside?
People are psychos. I don't understand. Just stay inside.
You see, there was a YouTuber that licked a toilet seat for a video, and then he got the corona.
Yeah, good.
How many views did he get? Is it worth it for us to do that?
Yeah, so I was thinking that's my next video.
No.
No, it's not. It's not. I lick my own toilet seat.
Ooh. Toilet reveal, huh?
Toilet reveal. day off.
We should
draft.
Do toilet reviews. We should do toilet reviews.
Oh, and just
toilet reveal at 100k subscribers.
Get us there now. 100k.
Pete, best comment you ever made, Pete. That was great.
I'll reveal my
that's my best comment.
That's your best comment ever. That was Jesus. Good.
I was just thinking the face. We had the face reveal.
No, Pete, congratulations. That was
the funny thing is people still don't, there's some people on YouTube that, because we get new subscribers every day, I guess that's the reason that explains it, but there's people that still don't think we've ever been on camera, and like every now and then there'll be a video with us on camera. I think the part of the podcast a couple weeks ago we're on camera, I put a clip of that on the second channel, and people, a bunch of comments were like, oh, face reveal, like, we've been on camera. I guess it's been a while. We used to do our live streams a lot with us on camera. But I
only the true OGs know.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, we'll try to get on camera a little more. The day one of the draft, hopefully the quarantine's over, but we'll definitely be live for sure. For day one at least. So that should be pretty exciting. We got a lot going on here, whether it's the podcasts, the YouTube channels, the Twitter. Go ahead and, we're doing a fan-voted mock draft on Twitter right now. On Twitter, everyone's voting for each pick of the draft. Let me go ahead and look at those real quick and see what we got here. Yep. We're only through a couple picks, few picks, but we got pretty obvious ones. Joe Burrow, first overall to the Bengals. Chase Young, second overall to the Redskins. Jeff Okuda, third overall to the Lions. And actually kind of surprised, a little bit surprising that the fans voted for Isaiah Simmons, Clemson linebacker, to the Giants. It was pretty much all because Twitter only gives you four options, so I got three offensive linemen in there and Isaiah Simmons. Does Isaiah Simmons fit that scheme? If they're rolling with the same scheme, that's kind of the question. They left that tackle need kind of open still. So I think they go tackle. Everyone voted for Simmons, which I am a huge Isaiah Simmons fan, so I can't really blame everybody for that, but was maybe a little surprised by that one. And then the fifth pick is what we're on now. I'm about to tweet out the poll for the sixth pick. But the fifth pick for the Dolphins, it's a 91% Tua Tagovailoa. An hour and 30 left on that. But Tua's got it. He's going fifth.
Nice.
According to the fans. And, we're going to keep rolling with that. We'll make a video on that and reveal what that's the beauty about the fan vote. I've been doing that for a couple of years and been posting the video when we're done. Like, I can't get yelled at in that one, you know? Like, you yell at yourself.
They did it. They did it.
Yeah. There's going to be people on YouTube that don't have Twitter, and they're going to be like, and they're going to be confused, you know? But you can't yell at me. You can't yell at me for that one. So that's why maybe it's one of my favorite videos. But yeah, I think that about wraps the podcast up for this week. That's going to do it. Goodbye.
Ooh. Goodbye.
Goodbye.